for a lot of people that were charged, for example, with unlawful possession for sale, they ended up resolving the case for a conspiracy charge. The hope was that that could eventually be reduced to a misdemeanor. So ironically, a benefit that oftentimes was hard won through negotiations when someone was charged with crimes that could only be felonies, now is something that is more complicated to get the relief because those same charges that gave the ability for a reduction to a misdemeanor prior to Proposition 64 are not now automatically reduced to misdemeanors pursuant to Proposition 64.